Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to our sponsor, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and hosting our site, WPCoffeeTalk.com. Now on to our episode. Welcome back to the next episode of WP Coffee Talk. And today I am speaking to one of the people that I've really gotten to know a whole lot better this year. Angela Jin and I are working together as organizers on the WordCamp US team. And this is my first year working on WordCamp US team. And what an experience it's been for me. And you've made it so much easier by being so gentle with us.
Thank you. To be honest, it's my first year as well.
Good.
So same thing. Thank you for being gentle with me as well.
It works well. It works well when everybody has a common goal. And I think that the team is phenomenal. You know, and I'm sure I don't even know everybody that's on the team because we're in our little subgroups and I know my group and I know some people from the other groups, but it's a lot of fun. And I love how in our random channel, you'll post things like, so what's everybody doing this weekend? And hey, how was your weekend? Anybody got anything exciting going on? And just to keep it real too. So it isn't always just like work, you know? So
I am curious what people are doing on the weekends. I draw inspiration from it.
There you go. Oh, that's awesome. So Angela, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Sure. I am a community organizer for the WordPress open source project, and I'm sponsored by Automatic. I support WordCamps and meetups around the world and help WordPress enthusiasts connect and learn from each other. Yeah. It's a very high-level summary, and I am one of many people who do that.
And how long have you been working with Automatic?
Oh, just over a year. I think about a year and 4 months now.
Oh, that's exciting. So, and by the smile on your face, I'm going to guess that you love your job.
Oh my gosh, I do. I really do love it.
That's awesome. People say that to me all the time. So do you like what you do? I'm like, I have never been happier in a career than I am working with Impress right now. So I completely understand that.
Yeah, it's a fantastic team. I get to speak with people around the world, and everyone's very enthusiastic, and it's really enjoyable for me.
That's fantastic. So show us your mug. Everybody shows me their mug.
Oh my gosh. Okay. This is the mug that I use every single day of my life. I have a bunch of mugs in my cabinet over there, and this is the only one I actually touch. And I am drinking coffee, even though it is 5 p.m. where I am. I am lucky in that I can drink all the coffee I want, and I can still go to sleep.
Ooh, that's like a superhero trait. Like, like somebody says, if you were a superhero, what trait would you want? And some people are like flying and something like, I'd be like, I either want to never have to sleep or just be able to sleep when I want to. That's my superpower if I was a superhero because insomnia sucks.
Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome. And where are you? Where am I talking to you from today?
I am in Madrid today. I moved here, about 4 months ago now from Seattle, where I had lived for, since I was seven. So I'm not going to tell you how many years that was, but it's been a long time.
Yeah, that's awesome. And are you loving living there?
Oh, yes, definitely. Good food, good people. Loving it.
And do you speak Spanish?
Un poquito. I'm learning. I am learning, and it's challenging, but there's no better way to learn.
Exactly. Let me show you my mug. So my mug comes from probably longer ago than you were born. I got this mug. I don't know if you can read it. I don't know if it still can be read.
I was trying to read it.
Oh, yeah, it's a Santo Domingo, República Dominicana. So Yeah, so it's a wooden mug from the Dominican Republic. When I was 15 years old, I did a short-term missions trip with my church, and this was one of the souvenirs. And I've actually never drank out of this mug yet. It was one of the things that I have in my curio cabinet with the doors closed on it. And this year I decided there's no reason to keep things and not use them. So today I thought, I'm going to drink out of this mug for the very first time. So this is... Yeah, right. So that was 35 years ago that I took that trip, almost 36 years ago I took that trip. And I'm drinking bourbon from my wood mug because for some reason, like bourbon and wood just sounded like it went well together. My Monday through Friday chats, yes, right? Monday through Friday chats is always like coffee, water, tea. Saturdays can be a little more relaxed because, you know, it's like, it's Saturday. It's pouring rain here. I was telling Angela before the show that there's my whole main street's shut down. So I'm like stopped in traffic, like furiously texting her. I might be late because they're doing some classic car show in the rain. And I'm like, nope, I'm just going to sit bourbon and everything's fine. So here we go. One little sip.
Okay. I will.
Yes. And I just drank from this cup for the first time. I've had it for 35 years and never used it. So there you go.
Very nice.
It's fun. So Angela, tell us how you got started with WordPress.
Oh gosh, it's actually a bit of a love story. I've been using WordPress for 8 years or so, but it was really around 2014, I was administering a certificate program in commercial real estate at the University of Washington. And the website that I was supposed to use with the students was terrible. Every year, the students would complain about it, and nothing was going to get done. And I had met this very nice guy through a mutual friend, and he just happened to be working at the UW in their marketing department, and they were working on migrating all of their sites over to WordPress, and they were rebranding. And I got to talking with this guy, and I was telling him about my problems with this website, and he said, well, why don't we make you a new website? You can use it, you can build it, and we'll just make sure it's on brand. And so I would go meet with him, and we built this website together, and I was using it with my students, and it was amazing. And at some point, I thought, we started dating at that point, and I thought, gosh, if this relationship goes south, who's going to help me with this website? So I married him. He's now my husband.
Oh my gosh. That might be the best origin story that we've ever heard on WP Coffee Talk. So what I'm hearing is, as a single woman, I may actually meet my future spouse in WordPress.
You never know.
That's right. You never know. I joke with some of the other single ladies in my company that we should start like WPTinder.com or something. Oh my God. So it's like Tinder, or it's like a dating app. Maybe not Tinder. It's not a hookup app, but it's like a dating app, like WP eHarmony or something, where you meet up with people in WordPress because, you know, we have so many similar interests. So
you build it together. You never know what happens.
That's right. Oh my gosh. That's a great story.
Thank you.
Sure. So I'm always putting people on the spot to tell me what you think are things that people overlook or don't focus enough attention on in WordPress. And I know that the people, I've interviewed a few other people that work for Automattic, and you guys never want to be super critical, and I'm not asking you to call out anybody in particular, of course. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the WP Coffee Talk site, no, I'm kidding. Just kidding. No, but in general, what do you think is maybe the future of what we need to focus on as far as, you know, WordPress sites or sites in general? What are some things that we really could do to make sites better?
Okay, websites. You know, to be honest, can I pivot with that question a little bit?
You can do whatever you like. Yep.
Well, the reason I wanted to pivot a little bit is I don't really spend too much of my time looking at websites and building websites myself personally, but I work with a lot of people who do, and a lot of people, you know, especially the people in the community who are also donating their time. And one big part of my job is to try to help make volunteering and contributing a little easier and a little more fun. And, you know, you say that, it's easy to say, it's really hard to do when everybody has so many different priorities and passions when it comes to WordPress. So this is a very broad answer for you, love to find ways to make, to continue inspiring people to be a part of the WordPress community and contribute and make their lives easier while they do so. And it's you know, I don't want to sit in my little bubble and assume as to what that is. So right. I want to hear from other people. And so we just need to keep talking with each other more and learn about what our pain points are, learn what we love to do and share all that.
Well, it was in the last, I think the last 2 years, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was in the last 2 years that they actually added a space on the dashboard homepage of the dashboard that talks about what's upcoming in WordPress. So you get to see what meetups and what WordCamps are coming up in the immediate future. Maybe yeah. a widget space like that that talked about the different teams that you could join.
Oh, I would love that. Yeah.
And the different ways that you can be part of the open source project, whether it's through volunteering at camps and meetups and things like that, or ways that you can be a part of, like, I'm a part of the marketing team, for example. And, you know, and obviously WordCamp US and organizing and things like that. So, you know, maybe there's an idea to take back to Automattic for you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay. I'm the idea girl. I don't make things happen. I just tell other people to make things happen.
You know, I love how many idea people there are in this community. Mm-hmm. And it's, I mean, I hear so many excellent ideas. I just want to implement them all, but it's, yeah, it's challenging.
It totally is. Absolutely. What's something that you wish you had known earlier on in your WordPress career that you've learned since that might have made things a little easier?
That this community existed.
Yeah.
Like I said, I used WordPress for about 8 years, and I really did not know that the community existed until, I was looking for a job change. So before I joined Automattic, I was working at a commercial real estate consulting firm, and I promise there's a connection. So I had been with this firm for good long time, and part of the reason was I had excellent mentors and people who really encouraged me to pursue what I was interested in, and that was community building work. I've forgotten your original question.
That's okay.
What was something I wish I knew about?
Yes.
About WordPress.
I do that to people. It's okay.
So I was in this entirely different world using WordPress, and I never knew that there was this community of really passionate, dedicated people who build WordPress. I had no idea what open source even was.
Yeah.
And it's really powerful, and I wish that more people knew about it. It's like the best kept secret.
But the funny thing is, it's the best kept secret that powers like 34% of the internet. Right? So yeah. It's like, it's that secret that's hiding in plain sight that you just don't know about, right? Mm-hmm. I gave a talk last year in San Diego. Nice. And the room was full. I was just like floored, and I don't get nervous. So and it didn't make me nervous that there were so many people, like literally standing room only across the back. And the talk was the little things, or I'm sorry, the hidden secrets that people don't know about WordPress. So I talk about things. Yeah, I talk about things like the screen options that people don't know to click that pull down, and you can change things around. And so one of the things I mentioned, and I had just noticed it, so I mentioned that little section that says the upcoming parts of the community, like we said. And so I'm walking out of my session. You know, the next person's going to come in, and people are kind of following me. And I'm walking out. And this woman that I didn't know, with a purple stripe in her hair, named Courtney, PK, she says to me, "I'm so glad you mentioned that." And I said, "Oh, yeah." I said, "It's just something that, you know, that has made a difference to me." She says, "Well, I was one of the people that worked on that." So, and I was like, "Oh, my gosh, and you were in my talk, and now I feel really stupid." And Mika was also in that talk. And so I was like, I might have been nervous had I known they were in the talk, because they're pretty high powered people and they know what they're doing. And I liked me trying to teach somebody who like was part of the open source project what the open source project does, but it was a lot of fun. So yeah, so I agree. Finding out about the community, what an amazing thing. It opens up so much for you.
Well, and that's the thing. It's there are a lot of like WordPress famous people in our community, but at the same time, they're so nice. They're so accessible and nice. Like Mika and Courtney, Courtney's on my team at Automatic.
Shout out to Courtney.
The nicest people I know. Yes, Courtney.
They are just truly amazing people. And it's, you almost feel like you want their autograph when you get in their presence, but then you just start joking and having fun and you're like, oh, they're just people like me, which is awesome. What's, when you think of the WordCamps you've attended and the talks you might have given and the meetups, et cetera, what's like a pivotal moment or an inspirational moment or that like the angel sang kind of thing where something really was meaningful to you? And I know it's really hard for people like me and you who go to a lot of camps and whatever to pick out one or two moments, but you know, but there's got to be at least one.
Gosh. Yeah. That's that is a tough question. Well, so I'll be honest, there are a lot of moments like that that I'm really looking forward to with WordCamp US. But looking to the past, I think, so I worked on WordCamp Seattle in 2018, and it was a really powerful experience just to see this community that I didn't really know about, but was, again, very passionate, and I made a lot of really good friends coming out of that, friends that I still talk to, even though I've moved around the world. And it's those lasting connections that really make a huge difference.
Yeah, I agree. I think the fact that we work in an industry that connects us in a digital way makes the world a much smaller place. Like maybe I can't give you a hug today. I can give you a virtual hug, but the fact that I could reach out and be like, hey, I'm going to be a few minutes late. You're in Madrid. I'm in Rochester, New York, and I'm letting you know I'm going to be a couple minutes late to the podcast. I mean, that's amazing.
Cool.
That we even have podcasts, like, you know, like 10 years ago, like what's a podcast? What's a pod, right? I mean, like, yeah, crazy.
Oh gosh. In a Spanish class recently, I asked, how do you say podcast in Spanish? And my teacher looks at me and she goes, podcast. I'm like, oh, excellent.
There are words that come into the vernacular that become universal, which is totally interesting. Like WordPress is probably WordPress around the world as well.
Yep.
That's fun though. It's like, oh, okay, well, never mind. That's funny. So tell us a little bit. I mean, I've kind of have the insider view, right? Okay. And we could talk about Automatic. We could talk about what you do there. But you and I have this passion for WordCamp US this year, where we have this common goal to make sure that everybody knows what's going on and that as many people as possible. So if it's okay that we don't talk about your, like, the Automatic part of your job and we just focus on WordCamp US, I want to hear your experiences. What do you think of how things are going so far? And what are you most looking forward to? Anything else you want to talk about?
This team is incredible. I know, like, there's this event that's happening too, but right now my days are so mired in working with this team that it's really something I look forward to every single day. Just like you said, like talking with people in the U.S. I started in Seattle and halfway through moved to Madrid, so I'm in an entirely different time zone. But it's super cool just to see all this activity going on in these different channels. And we're making all of this happen. We recently released the speaker schedule, which I'm really excited about. And, you know, you don't think it, if you're just thinking about it from an outside perspective, you don't really see how much work goes into that, I think. It's easy to see that grid schedule and think like, oh yeah, short code, names, paragraphs, go. But, I mean, this team has put real thought into every single decision, and it's truly humbling to see how much of themselves they give to this event. Yeah, I would love to talk about WordCamp US.
So one of the things that I know, now this is my first year as well, but I understand that like last year and the years prior, there was like a team of 15 or 16 people. How did they do it?
I don't know. I don't know. I could not even imagine.
What is the count of our organizing team? I thought it was like 51, 52.
We are at 53.
Okay.
Yeah. 53 all in. And I love it. It makes those all organizer, all hands chats pretty chaotic, but in a really fun way, you know? So, yeah, I can't imagine having such a small team make such great events as they have in the past.
It's amazing. And I'm
really glad that we have 50 people here. I think it makes it, what's the open source saying? With many eyes, all bugs are shallow. It can totally be applied here with many hands. We all stay a little saner throughout this whole process.
And it also relieves a little bit of the pressure. So like you say, it could be like herding cats when you have so many people. But if I have a week where, you know, I'm sick or something goes on, I know the rest of the team. All I have to do is let my team leader know. And the rest of the team is going to jump in and take over whatever I was working on for that week. And that really makes a difference too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think we started off this process saying, you're all very dedicated to making this happen. And we know that, we see it. We want you to take care of yourselves. You are people with lives and hobbies and families that you need to tend to and prioritize, so we can all make this happen together and take care of ourselves as well.
Exactly. So I have to tell you my pride moment, if I can just call it.
Yeah,
pride.
Please.
So, Mel put out in there she needed some content for the homepage, and like nobody else on my team was responding, and I was like, I could do that. So I wrote up a little something for the homepage. I found a quote for the homepage. And like 2 hours later, I'm like, my words are on the homepage of WordKPS. Now my name's not there because it's not about me, right? But those were my words. I put those in together and it's like a string. And like, so it wasn't even public yet. You know, it was very close to being released. And, I pinged my channel at Impress. I'm like, when the WordCamp US site comes up, those are my words on the homepage. They're like, okay, Michelle, just calm down. We get it. You're excited.
Oh, it is exciting though. It's so exciting. I totally get that.
Yeah, it's like I feel like a little kid on Christmas because like things that I am helping like show up for the world to see. And that's like the first time I ever built a website and I was like, it's out there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exciting stuff. So we've made some changes for this year. So let's talk a little bit about that. So tell us some of the changes that you've been excited about that we're doing.
For sure. In years past, there's been a lot of really fantastic talks. This year, in addition to having fantastic talks, we are also adding workshops and a community track. Those are some things I'm really excited about. I think having more varied content will appeal to different people. I always like workshops because you come out of it having like done something yourself, whereas coming out of a talk, you might, which also excellent, but you might come out of it thinking a bunch of things, which are two very different approaches to work, right? So I think being able to offer both is really cool. And I believe you are also speaking with the person doing the community track, so I'm going to save that for him. But that's also something I'm really excited about.
Yeah, that is exciting stuff. And talk about kids.
Kids camp. We're doing kids camp. We're going to have free daycare on site. And I love that this team made that happen. There were a lot of people who came into the organizing team saying, we need to do this. We need to be able to provide for the next generation. We need to be able to provide for parents who otherwise wouldn't be able to come to this event if this wasn't in place. So let's make it happen. And we did. And I'm so proud of this team for doing that. Yeah.
It's so much more inclusive when you think about not just disabilities or ethnicities and language, but when you think about situations and family situations. So I'm very excited about that. And I, you know, let's give a shout out to Sandy Edwards too, because she's really worked hard on, and her team, of course, but she's done a lot of work. And I've actually been the second person on calls for her so that I could take the notes so that she could just focus on the conversation with whoever she needs to. And so I thought that was kind of cool too, because I also got to learn a lot about that. So it's really cool how we can do those kinds of things for each other.
Yeah,
absolutely. And the after party isn't an after party, so it's not at the end of camp.
It is called WordFest now. So the after party, I think for, gosh, a couple of years now, has not been on the last day of WordCamp. So it doesn't make sense to call it an after party when the party continues. So we are changing it to WordFest. It is going to be at City Museum in St. Louis. And if you haven't been there, it is super cool and you do not want to miss out. It's, seven stories of museum-worthy collectible stuff that you can climb all over and run through.
And slide down.
Slide down. Yeah, I think the slide goes from the top story all the way down. Isn't that right?
That's crazy.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be kid-friendly and, all ages. It's going to be really fun.
I can't wait. That sounds so exciting, actually. Yeah. And can I just brag a little? I'm the one who thought of the name. So
nice. Nice.
Cool, right? Yeah. I was excited. Like, let's call it WordFest. So.
Oh gosh. We had, that was a really fun brainstorm. WordFest. I think that was a really, really fun and, super appropriate name. Right. Yeah. We talk about something I love about this team is all of our brainstorms. We'll have some topic and it will range from totally outlandish and really fun to really serious and straightforward. And we can have all of that and we can still make decisions. That's incredible.
And respect everybody's inputs too and see the value in it all. Yeah. It's exciting stuff for sure. I'm excited. So as a person with disability, so I walk it's hard for me to walk and I walk with a cane. But I'm not in a wheelchair. So that's a special kind of disability because it's easy to make accommodations for people in wheelchairs. And quite honestly, in a wheelchair, sometimes it doesn't matter how far you have to go because you're sitting the whole time. And in Nashville, I loved Nashville. So this is not a smash against anybody that was part of the Nashville team. But the walk from the sponsor area, the hallway track, all the way to lunch, it took me about the whole lunch period to walk down and back.
That was quite a long walk.
It was. And in St. Louis, everything's a little more compact. So everything's a little bit closer. And it's going to be a lot easier for people with any kind of ability and disability to be able to take advantage of everything that is going on there. So I'm excited about that too.
Good. Yeah. And the venue is, it's beautiful. I stopped by there earlier this year just to check things out. It was my first time in St. Louis. I'm really excited about this venue. Everything is, we're in a much closer space, but we have more space. It's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, and I'm excited about the, I keep calling it the vendor hall, and my company is a sponsor, so I shouldn't call it vendor. I should get the right vernacular in my head. The hallway track, the sponsor room, whatever we're calling it officially, because I don't actually remember, it looks amazing. So I've seen the blueprint of how they're planning things, and it changes. So, as we add more sponsors and things like that, but it looks really, really nicely done. I'm excited for every team has been doing such amazing work.
Yeah, our sponsor team has done an incredible job, and I've been chatting with sponsors here and there at different WordCamps, and they're all very excited about WordCamp US, of course, and I've been hearing little snippets of what they're planning on bringing and planning on setting up. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun. It's going to be really fun.
And let's face it, the swag is fun.
It's amazing. In fact, I can't tell you what it is, but there's going to be something in particular that's going to blow everybody's minds for kids camp and probably all over the place.
Very cool. Is it something I might have seen a design of in one of the channels?
Oh, yeah. Quite possibly.
So that's one of the most exciting things is we have secrets, and they will be revealed, and they're not evil secrets. They are wait till this blows your mind kind of secrets.
Indeed.
And it's kind of fun to be on the inside track of some of that too.
Everything with the community in mind, the community is going to love it. I am sure of that.
Well, I learned early on, I bring my biggest suitcase to WordCamp US, and I only pack in half of it, and the other half comes back full of swag. So there you go.
Pro tip.
Pro tip right there. That's right. Pack light, take swag. Anything else you want to mention about WordCamp US before we move into our rapid fire questions?
Gosh, I'll just shout out to the organizing team. You all are incredible. You make my day very exciting and fun, and keep up the good work. We're heading into some months here where, it's the final countdown, right?
About to get intense.
Yeah. But I know that this team is strong, and we are going to make it through, and we're going to make an excellent community event. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited about experiencing all of it. I'm super excited. And the most important thing is get your ticket. Because if you don't have a ticket, you can't be there. And plan your travel. So, get your if you have to fly in, get your airfare soon. Get your Airbnb, get your hotel space, get your ticket to WordCamp, because it's going to be phenomenal.
Indeed.
Awesome. Okay, now I'm going to move into my rapid fire questions. Now, these are also hard for automatic people to answer, because sometimes you don't want to call out a particular. So you can be as generic as you need to be, okay? I'm going to take the pressure off you, because the first question is always about plugins, and I don't ever want anybody to say automatic said I should use XYZ. So be as generic as you need to be. But if you were to advise somebody building a website, what are a few, two or three plugin types that you would recommend?
Okay. Definitely something security related, because being safe is always a good practice.
Absolutely.
Gosh, yeah, that's the big important one for me. I really don't know. Whatever plugin, you gotta vet it yourself and make sure that it works for you the most. Don't do what I did and like try all of them out and like leave them there, because then they other
app. So let's talk for a second then about good vetting practice. So we have, I always call it the repo, because, we're inside terminology. Not everybody knows what that is. But WordPress.org has a WordPress plugin repository, which we often shorten to the repo. In that, every single one of those plugins has been vetted.
Yes.
By a team, the plugin team. Indeed. And so Automatic does have paid employees, but most of the people that are vetting themes and vetting plugins and doing the marketing are actually volunteers. And we mentioned that a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. But when you look at a plugin in the repository, there's a lot of things you can see there. And on that right-hand column is a lot of really good information.
Yes.
So you can tell how recently something was backed up or updated, I mean.
Yeah, that is definitely something I look at. Is it still being maintained? And yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it doesn't work with my version of WordPress, right? Yeah. They're going to break everything. And then look at the ratings and how many times it's been installed. So it could be brand new in the space, which still doesn't make it a bad plugin, but it's untested perhaps. So if it's been downloaded 200 or 300 times, that's one thing versus 2 or 3 million times or a couple thousand. So just test them out. But like you said, make sure that if you're not using them, take them off. I've mentioned it before. I manage my church's website. And when I first let other people into it, they were like, wow, there's plugins that do everything. And I logged in a month later and I was like, why do we need 5 weather plugins?
That was exactly the trap I fell into when I first started WordPress.
And then I was like, But the people that go to church here could open a window and see what the weather is. Why do we have a weather plug-in on the church at all? So who knows? So yeah, so plugins are I love plugins because they add extra functionality, that safety, things like that. But you can fall down the rabbit hole with them as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Alice in Blunderland, as I like to say sometimes. When you first started in WordPress, or any point in your WordPress journey, have you had a mentor, whether it was an official relationship or not, and who was it?
So many. I mean, I have the good fortune of speaking with many community deputies who have been in this project for far longer than I have. And so speaking with them about like their experience and having their, like, all that historical knowledge is really helpful for giving me perspective on my work. A lot of names. I could go on for quite some time here.
When you first start with Automattic, are you paired up with somebody as an official mentor to kind of bring you through it?
Yeah, we have a, there is a term for it. I think it is a mentor-mentee program that they might just call it exactly that. But yeah, for the first 3 months, you're paired with somebody who helps you get to know the Automattic universe, because as you might imagine, there are lots of tools and lots of documentation, extensive documentation, and different departments. Trying to figure out what is what is pretty overwhelming. So having that person as your point person is really helpful. Yeah. Within my work, my team is incredible. Shout out to the TARDIS team. Thank you so much for this past year of just constant support and love.
That's awesome. One thing I know for sure about Automattic is it's not static. It is constantly moving and growing. And yeah, I can imagine you got to get your bearings and just keep barreling along with everything else. For sure.
Yeah.
Who's somebody that you admire in the WordPress community and why?
Well, again, many people. I mean, like any community, we have challenges, but I see people taking steps every day to help each other, and I really admire that. I mean, you mentioned that you help people on WordPress subreddits. Like, that's amazing.
That tweet went really far, by the way. I did not expect that tweet to get. Matt Mullenweg gave me a heart on that tweet, and I was like, okay, I've arrived now. The subreddits are fun because it's all anonymous anyway, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, there are so many ways that people can help others with their WordPress challenges, and I think that's one area that's probably kind of overlooked. So yeah. I'm glad that you're in there. Otherwise, again, shout out to the WordCamp US team and to my co-leads, Kevin Cristiano and Jen Swisher, for facing every single day with enthusiasm and a smile. And yeah, we're doing some amazing work together.
And you guys you're hurting the cats very well, by the way. Very, very well. What's something you'd like to learn in WordPress but you haven't tackled yet?
Markdown. I hear a lot about it, and I haven't done it yet, and I think I just got to.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to roll up your sleeves, just dig right in. Yeah, for sure. For sure. What's one of the biggest WordPress mistakes you've ever made, and what did you learn from it?
Well, there's the plugin thing. lots of plugins. Just because they're cool and add lots of functionality to your site doesn't mean you should just keep them all there and try every single one. Otherwise, one that I learned very early on was the difference between .com and .org. Because that was one that wasn't clear to me, especially not being a part of the community. And now I work entirely on the .org side of things. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, at a meetup, people will sometimes be talking about plugins and things, and somebody will say, I don't have that. Why don't I have that? And it takes a minute before the rest of us go, oh, you're on .com. and you haven't paid to upgrade and do the things that, you know. So if you're just using, I shouldn't say just, if you're using .com as a blog, and so you're, you know, your site name .wordpress.com, you have some limitations. And that's by design, because it's a managed experience. And when you manage an experience, you have to have some boundaries and controls over it. So it's not a bad thing. It's just that that's one way to do it. So yeah, so learning that difference, I think, is huge, especially if you're going to help somebody in WordPress. Sure. Because when you log in, you're like, my dashboard doesn't look like this. What the heck is this? You know, it's like, oh, I'm in the .com world. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. What's your proudest WordPress moment?
Gosh, it really keeps happening with the WordCamp US team. Every time we hit a milestone, it's just, and like, that's the next proudest moment. So yeah, this week was getting that schedule up. This team, if you haven't seen it yet, go check out our process for selecting speakers this year. This team went into that process with a lot of thought, wanting to give the opportunity to speak on the WordCamp US stage to people who may not have done so before. Making sure that our content mix reflected our audience. So it was a really cool data-informed and conscientious approach to speaker selection. So yeah, getting that schedule up, even though it is still subject to change and we're going to keep adding some speakers, that was a proud moment for me this week.
I can imagine. And I think, I don't think people even realize, like, I actually never heard the final count. How many applicants did we have this year? Do you know?
I believe we had 300.
That's a lot of speakers to vet.
Yeah, we did limit it to, two talks per speaker. So that, we had the same number of speakers, about a similar number of speakers apply as in past years, but we had, I think P1C limited people to two talks. I think people spent more time thinking about what they wanted to submit. So I'm really excited about what we've got.
And there's that balance too, because we know that big names like this, you know, the WordPress super names and things like that draw. But you don't only want it to be like a showcase of people who have built these big names for themselves. So you want to make sure that you're actually presenting topics that really mean something to people and not just the big names. So there's a really nice balance, I think, in there. People like, hey, I recognize that name and I have no idea who that is, but what a cool topic. So yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Can I share with you my most recent?
Yes, please and do.
If this was being published today, I couldn't say, but by the time this is published, it will be public knowledge. I was just asked to give a keynote for WordCamp Niagara, and this will be the third one this year, and I am just over the moon.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it's a talk. It's a community talk. It's a talk about, it's called the Care and Feeding of the WordPress Community, Me, You, and Us. And it talks about making sure that we're okay, making sure that you're okay, and then making sure that if I'm okay and you're okay, then we can tend to the community as a whole. But it breaks down if we aren't making sure that those things happen first. So it's a talk about health, it's a talk about mental health, and it's a talk about what we can do to make sure that WordPress moves forward in a healthy, positive way. So I'm very excited about it.
Yeah. I love everything you just said. Yes, I want this. If there's one thing I wish for this community, it's that we are all taking care of ourselves and, you know, being conscientious of each other and making great things happen afterwards. Yay.
And if I can just kind of divert for just a quick second from our questions too, I am so excited about the de-escalation of the stigma of mental health in our community. It is okay that you have anxiety. It is okay that you have depression. It's okay to be bipolar. It's okay. Whatever mental health issues that we struggle with, whoever we are, you know, I struggle with social anxiety, which you wouldn't know because I overcome it very easily. Well, I shouldn't say easily. I overcome it very well. And I put myself out there. But at the end of the day, I'm just like cuddled in my blanket going, okay, enough peopling for the day kind of thing. And I have bouts of depression as well. And that's not anything I would have said publicly 2 years ago. And it's okay to say it now. And it's because now people know to check in on me. Are you okay, Michelle? I haven't seen you post in a while, you know, kind of thing. So
good. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the more we talk about these, I mean, it's, you're not alone.
Right.
People have these. It's very like, yeah, it's common. And like being able to talk about it in an accepting way really empowers all of us, I think. Yeah. I get super nervous. Since you shared, I shared earlier, like I get all red and blotchy. That's because I'm nervous, but I overcome it too. And I second guess myself all the time. And I try to be more comfortable talking about that. It's not the most comfortable thing for me, but
comfortable at all.
I recognize the importance in saying, I have no clue what the heck I'm doing right now, but.
Yeah. Well, and if in a keynote I can say I have depression and anxiety, then the people who are listening to somebody who was chosen as the keynote and I'm just a person, but you think like highly of the keynote. Well, they must be somebody, right? Whoever they are. And if I can say that, then other people can feel like a little more accepted because they may have similar issues as well. So just putting that out there with somebody, it's a safe person to talk with as well, to be able to make it something that we should not be ashamed of.
For sure. So. And I think we talk about diversity so much. This is diversity. Like this is
absolutely,
this is part of diversity. It's not just gender. It's not just age. It's all of these wonderful things that make us human.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, my next question is, what's something on your bucket list? Now you're a world traveler. You've moved your whole life to another city, another country, another time zone, you know, there must be other things on your bucket list.
Oh gosh. You know, all the things that I really want to do are travel related, to be
honest.
That's
okay. But that's a good thing. That's fun.
So bucket list, this isn't a big thing, but something that my partner and I have constantly talked about is getting a dog. We really want a puppy of any kind in our lives, but with the way we travel and move around so much, we just haven't quite figured it out, and it's something that we keep pushing off. So down the line. Maybe.
Well, when you're ready to name it, you should put it in the P2 because people have lots of great ideas.
Oh, I'm sure.
What's a hidden talent that you have that you could either show us or tell us about that people in the WordPress community might not know?
Let's see. I play the flute. And I have since I was in the fourth grade. Yeah, so quite a long time. In fact, I was really into it in high school and pretty competitive as well. And for some time, I thought I would go professional, literally I didn't. So now it's more of a hobby for me.
So then the question is it flutist or flautist?
Flautist.
Yes, I agree. But it's interesting to hear people say, that's like GIF versus JIF thing sometimes. Flutist, flautist, GIF or JIF, yes. And I'm not going to ask you about the GIF or JIF. There's all kinds of fun, debates about that as well. So how can we find you online in social? What website would you like to put out there today? I think I know what it is.
You can find me online everywhere as Angela S. Jin. S stands for Sam. That is my middle name. Fun story. So my parents immigrated over from Taiwan. I was born in San Diego, actually. Okay. And they were looking for names. My middle name is legally Sam. Growing up, they always told me it was Samantha because I got it from Bewitched, where her name is Samantha, but everyone calls her Sam. So my middle name is Sam. So yes, Angela S. Jin online everywhere, Twitter, Slack, everything. Tell me.
Can you wiggle your nose like she did?
Oh, no. I wish. That would be so cool.
Yeah, it would be and cool.
If there is one website I want you to check out, it is wordpress.org. Go check it out. Get involved, do all that. I blog sporadically. It's mostly for personal things, so I'm not gonna bother with that. But you can find it on Twitter as well.
There you go. And if you go to WordPress.org, you will find everything. I think the header image right now is WordCamp US, so you'll find WordCamp US there as well, or whatever big camp is coming up, whether it's Europe or Asia or what's going on. So,
indeed.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your evening to be with me on a Saturday especially. I appreciate that very much. I appreciate working with you. Yeah. Oh, it's been fun. It's been fun for sure, and getting to know you a little bit better. So enjoy the rest of your weekend. Until then, Coffee Talk World, we will see you next time.